Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how previous International Monetary Fund regulations required central banks to overstate gold reserves to include both gold to which they had title and also gold owned by others that happened to be in custody. It often happened that two central banks would simultaneously report the exact same gold bars as part of their respective reserves. A few years ago, the IMF changed its regulations to permit, but not require, central banks to more accurately report only gold reserves. Only some have done so. Officially, central banks and governments worldwide own about 1 billion ounces of gold. That is almost 20% of all gold on the planet. Yet, this figure far overstates just how much gold governments and central banks actually possess. Several years ago, Jessica Cross, an analyst for GFMS, issued a report on central bank gold leasing. She projected that somewhere between 15 to 25% of reported gold reserves were not in the custody of any government or central bank because they had been leased to outside parties. Researcher and former central banker Frank Veneroso has studied central bank gold leasing for decades. In his judgment, more than half of all reported government and central bank gold reserves are no longer in their vaults. Further, he thinks that most of this gold was secretly leased to make it appear that gold supplies are more plentiful than they really were as part of a U.S. government-led effort to suppress gold's price. Since a high percentage of the gold out on lease is no longer in original form, these central banks have little likelihood of ever being able to reclaim possession of all leased gold. There are major suspicions that even if the U.S. government does have custody to all the gold it claims, it may no longer have title to a high percentage of it. If true, that would explain why the Federal Reserve is so resistant to being audited. Any evidence that the Fed is bankrupt would immediately harm the U.S. dollar and push up the price of gold. So, what kind of assets do you want to be holding to protect your future? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.